Hello, everybody, and welcome to Week 1 Locker Room Chats here on KNZA. I'm Crendon Prophet, joined alongside by head coach of the Daunton West Mustangs, John Pelino. And Coach Pelino, tell me a little bit about this offseason coming into this year.
So, offseason was pretty good. We picked up Coach Marty Allen down here, which was a huge help all the way around. And you got the kids. The kids showed up to all our extra stuff, and they showed up, did what they were supposed to do, and it was a pretty good off season. Got a lot of them in the weight room, a lot more than usual down here. Aside from that, it was pretty smooth sailing off season. Kids showed up, and picking up Coach Allen was major. So,
well, as for yourself, this is your second year with the program. So, kind of what experiences have you been able to pick up from this year coming to this year, especially this being your first year coaching an 11-man team as Daunton West Mustangs move up to the 11-man 1A classification?
Keep it simple, silly. It's been the phrase all summer long, and just going back into running the just fundamental stuff, and then keeping it very simple, and then on the 11-man level, same thing. Keeping it very simple. Very simple for the boys to pick up. Very easy for both offensively and defensively. Just kept it simple and kept it as easy as possible. Tried to do a few things really well.
Well, you got no seniors on your last year's team, but you have two returning at Widmeyer and Eberle. Eberle, who will be your starting quarterback this year, he was starting for you last year. I mean, can you tell me a little bit about that dynamic of these two seniors and how they're going to help that young roster who's up and coming for your team? And also kind of elaborate a little bit on the upcoming younger class that have been able to bump this team up to the 11-man level.
Cooper Eberle's been great to have around. He's, he's steady. He's at every practice. He performs every practice. And then Kelby Widmeyer, speedster, we all know him from track. He's our tailback. He's our running back. So his leadership and his presence alone has helped guide the young guys into staying on track and keep from veering off the path and to keep bought in. Those two seniors have been really good about keeping the young guys on track, keeping them bought in. Now, as far as young guys we got coming up, we got a couple juniors, Mason Eichhart, big guy. Does his job. He plays hard. Good behavior. Just an all-around good kid, and expecting a lot out of him this year. And then another young guy. We got Coulter Peterson is our unsung hero of our team. He's a junior, and he is just a quiet, lead by example, great kid. And he's been voted one of the captains along with Cooper and Kelby. So Coulter and Mason Eichhart, hopefully to lead the young guys on the charge there. And the two older guys hopefully lead the whole charge, and hopefully we can make something happen.
Yeah, hopefully they can lead the charge of the Mustangs. Before we talk about the season, give me a little bit of an insight on your Jamboree. You faced Riverside, Troy, and as well Rossville. Kind of tell me a little bit of how that went for your team, kind of facing against 11-man. How do they handle that pressure and mental-wise?
So mentally they were fine. It was a little slower. So they were just adjusting to, 11 guys on the field being a little different dimensions. They adjusted well defensively. Jamboree was seen a lot of good and, a lot of stuff we need to improve on. It was necessary. It was great to see. Great to see how they reacted against, learning how to run an 11-man defense and learning about the extra guys on the field for offense. It was a great experience, very necessary.
Locker Room Chats here to continue after this timeout. Hello, everybody. This is Crendon Prophet on KNZA alongside Coach John Pelino of the Daunton West Mustangs. Let's talk a little bit about the upcoming season. You're going to be playing three league opponents in your next four games. Kind of preview that a little bit to me. Also, one of those teams being Onega in this upcoming matchup this week.
It's going to be a dogfight. Every game we have is going to be a dogfight. We're in there. We're scrappy, discipline and heart. We don't have a lot of the numbers a lot of these other teams have. We don't have a lot of the size a lot of the other teams have. We don't have a lot of skill players. So it's just our game plan is going there and dogfight every game. Be disciplined and have heart. And if we can be disciplined and have heart, we'll go into every game. And I don't see any game being, every game is going to be a dogfight till the end. And that's the expectation. And that's kind of where we're going. That's kind of what we're preaching to the boys week in, week out, is just discipline and heart. Make everything a dogfight.
Well, similar to the Mustangs here, Onega, they were an 8-man team just 3 years ago. So Daunton West and Onega, they were both playing in the TVL, just in the 8-man division league. But now they're playing against each other in 1A. Give me some keys to this game against this matchup here against the Buffaloes this Friday.
The Coulterman kid. number four, and then they have the other, the bigger Coulterman kid, number 47. Both them boys, those are kind of, you know, who we look out for and what we watch for, and kind of their offense and defense looks about like ours, as simple as possible, and just get the job done. Just be where you need to be and be disciplined. So the keys, you know, our keys are those two guys, and just, you know, that's pretty much where we're at. So.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
This was your Week 1 Locker Room Chat, sponsored by Bendina State Bank and Triple L Tire.